Open the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for Thursday, May 17th, 2007, and open a work session first on House Bill 5022, the Department of Environmental Quality Budget Bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we'll start with House Bill 5002, Department of Environmental Quality Budget Bill. You have a memo from our office dated May 16th, 2007. I would note that there's one change to what was delivered to your offices earlier, and we'll go through that when we go through the action report. It's not a dollar amount necessarily, but LFO made the mistake of thinking that the ballast water program was in the water quality program, and evidently it's in the land quality program. So we had to move the package into the land quality program. Other than that, everything's the same that was delivered to your office. The totals are still the same.
So where is it?
Evidently it's in the land quality program.
Where is it going to
be? It'll be in the land quality program. In this work session, you'll see it in the land quality program where it's supposed to be. Where the department operates.
You can check ballast water in a land program. That'll work.
Yes.
All right, good.
With
binoculars.
Okay, that's good. Okay, we'll start. We'll start with recommendations on page 8 of 44 of the LFO work session action report. And this starts with air quality recommendations. Page 8 of 44.
And members, what we'll do is we'll go through all the packages, and then we'll entertain a motion, and then we can get into discussion on any of the packages that you want to discuss.
Package 070 is a revenue shortfall package. Have you seen these packages before? They align revenue with expenditures. You'll see the other funds and federal funds reduction. A good portion of these federal funds reductions are later backfilled in the budget in the general fund, as you heard described during the presentation. Package 110, the MEET Federal Air Quality Standards package. This package adds general fund to restore four positions that were reduced in 070 due to lack of federal funds revenue, and six positions, five FD, that have been cut in a previous biennia. I can read through the whole package description, but I think we might be here for a long time, Senator.
Yeah.
If anyone would like some further explanation, I'd be happy to go through it. But this is, again, the air quality program you heard, dealing with fine particulate matter, backyard burning, various other changes. You'll see that LFO is recommending adding the $2,369,244 of general fund, as was included in the governor's recommended budget. This is changed from the co-chair budget that restores the general fund that they had cut, and it adds eight positions and 8.1 FTE. Package 110, reduce health risk from toxic air pollution. This package adds general fund to restore seven positions eliminated in previous biennia, and also positions reduced in 070 due to lack of federal funds, which is 2.5 FTE. The LFO recommendation is to reduce what was in GRB by $200,000 general fund, and instead leave that one position on federal funds. This is the $200,000 is about what the department felt was the change in the president's budget from what had been approved previously. So LFO is hopeful that the EPA funding will be increased in the future. And so we're keeping one FTE and $200,000 on federal funds. And that's package 111. Package 112, meet CAA requirements for Title V permitting. This is the package that you heard. The Senate Bill 107 was the fee increase for the Title V major sources program. This program must be funded by fees as per federal law. This subcommittee adopted some amendments that phased in the fee increase in Senate Bill 107, and the changes in the package are a result of that phase-in. You're seeing LFO's recommending reducing the package by $238,498, one position and 1.5 FTE. I would note that the eliminated position will instead be added by the agency as part of their 0911 budget request when the fee increase is fully phased in as per the agreement with the fee payers. So we're recommending a total package of $370,952, three positions and two FTE. Package 113 is to maintain an asbestos health protection program. This restores two permanent positions proposed for elimination due to insufficient fee revenue and adds a new position to the asbestos health protection program. LFO is recommending approval of this package, which is $454,037 of other funds, two positions, and 2.5 FTE. Package 114, maintain an effective ACDP permit program. This restores other funds and two positions that would have been eliminated due to a lack of revenue through a fee increase in the air contaminant discharge permit. The fees will go up about 20%. I would note that this will be done by administrative rule. The agency does not need a bill to increase these fees. LFO is recommending approval of this package to increase other funds expenditure limitation by $358,156, two positions and 2 FTE. Package 115, protect Columbia River Gorge air quality. In the governor's budget, they add a general fund for two positions, one to restore a position eliminated due to lack of federal funds and one for a visibility monitoring position that had been cut in 05. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified to remove the NRS 2 laboratory position due to general fund constraints. That reduces the package by $175,000 general fund, one position, and one FTE. So the total package for the Columbia River air quality is $396,047 general fund, one position, and one FTE. Package 117, implement advanced technical vehicle inspections. This is the VIP program. You heard this discussed about the transition this program has gone through over time of using limited duration positions. This package would add five limited duration positions and make them permanent. These are the positions that work in the kiosk of the program. And LFO is recommending approval of this package. And with this change, we should be finally at the permanent staffing level for this program into the future. So we're recommending adding the other funds limitation necessary to make permanent five limited duration positions and five FTE. Package totals $525,000, $560,000, other funds, six positions, and six FTE. Package 118, implement Oregon Low Emissions Vehicle Program. This would create two new positions to implement the low emissions vehicle program adopted by rule during the 05-07 biennium. The rules require that vehicles sold in Oregon beginning in 07 model year meet low emission standards set by California. The agency charges the fees to auto manufacturers. This package implements that change that was completed by rule by adding $410,296 of other funds, two positions, and 1.5 FTE. Package 119, the Clean Diesel Program. This is tied to House Bill 172. Let's create a grant program in the department to make loans and grants available to fleet operators designed to reduce the risk of diesel emissions through the purchase of cleaner diesel engines or rebuilding existing diesel engines or implementing technologies that would reduce emissions from diesel engines. LFO is recommending some adjustments to this package than what was in GRB. LFO is recommending that we reduce the general fund total for grants to $1 million total, adds $500,000 other funds for federal CMAQ monies from the department, from the Oregon Department of Transportation for emission reduction grants. These monies must be matched with other non-federal monies, and payments are made on a reimbursement basis. ODOT will enter into an intergovernmental agreement with DEQ to allow DEQ to access these monies as part of the Oregon Clean Diesel Initiative. I also would note that the inclusion of the $1.5 million federal funds limitation for grants to reduce diesel emissions alleviates the need for the agency to request legislative authorization to apply for these grants, as such authorization is implicit in the inclusion of the federal funds limitation in the budget. We would just ask that the department keep LFO and BAM apprised of the grants that they're applying for so we can track them, but there's no need to seek legislative authorization through the emergency board or any other legislative body. Also would note that no staffing was added to administer the new program in the governor's budget. LFO is recommending adding one NRS 3 position for 21 months to implement the grant program. This includes the addition of $109,309 of personal services and $44,380 of services supplies from the general fund. This makes the package total of $1,150,000 general fund, $500,000 other funds, $1,500,000 federal funds, one position, and 0.88 FTE. Package 171, Labyrinth Increase. This is the air quality programs or air quality division's share of increased rent for the new laboratory building. The department should be occupying the laboratory building for the majority of this biennium, we're hopeful. This would pay the cost of the increased rent from their current building. The cost of this package is $261,236 of general fund. Package 802, Ways and Means Co-Chair 2% Repartization. This is a reduction in S&S to meet the 2% co-chair reduction target. This reduces services supplies by $95,216. Package 806, LFO technical adjustments. Technical adjustments needed to accommodate the sale of $630,000 in certificates of participation for the purchase of equipment for the new laboratory. To accomplish this, the other funds S&S is reduced in programs proportionally to the use of the lab, and these other fund savings are then used to service the debt on the COPs. That reduces other funds in this program by $89,691. You'll see these added back in a later debt service package. And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's it for the recommendations for the air quality program. Moving to page 18 of 44, the water quality program. Again, you have an 070 package, a revenue shortfall reductions, reducing other funds, some general fund and federal funds. LFO is recommending approval of this package. Many of these reductions are added back in later packages. Package 120, Enhance Oregon's Stormwater Program. This adds three new positions as the second phase of initiative begun last biennium that was a product of a work group of stakeholders to address Oregon's backlog of wastewater permits. This package, LFO is recommending approval. It would add $126,459 of general fund, $162,937 of other funds from fee payers, $250,000 for federal funds for a request for a federal grant. DEQ will pursue to develop a system capable of receiving discharge monitoring reports electronically. And we're also recommending the three positions in the 1.5 FTE. Package 121, watershed-based toxics monitoring. This adds 10 new permanent full-time positions, 7.126 FTE, seven of which are phased in to establish a new water toxic pollution monitoring evaluation program on a watershed level. LFO is recommending approval as modified. This Willamette River waterborne toxic program is funded in part with $1 million of lottery funds, Measure 66 operation dollars, in place of general fund. In addition, LFO is recommending an additional $250,000 of lottery funds, Measure 66 capital dollars, for purchase of scientific equipment and other S&S used as part of the study. This additional funding, which was not anticipated in the governor's recommended budget, should help complete work more quickly. If all of the $250,000 of lottery fund is not expended this biennium, the department may carry forward the remaining funds to continue work on the Willamette study or begin work on additional river basins as necessary. I would note that this package is approved with the understanding the purpose of the work is not just to identify the presence of waterborne toxics, but to determine which of these, if any, poses significant risk to human or wildlife health. And so LFO is recommending a total package of $818,271 general fund, $1,250,000 of lottery funds, 10 positions, and 7.26 FTE. Package 122, Stormwater Control. This adds staffing for the increased responsibility of the Stormwater Control Program has undergone recently. Stormwater is regulated through federal, state, and local rules, and legal challenges affected how this program operates. The limited duration positions are to address the backlog of public notice for permits that are pending. The department entered into an agreement of funding for this package with fee payers so that 60% of the positions will be paid in other funds from fee increases and 40% from general fund. LFO is recommending approval of the package as modified. Remove two of the positions, two FTE, and begin seven of the new positions on October 1 to allow time for recruitment, reducing the seven positions by a total of 0.88 FTE. So the change, the LFO's recommended change package total is $1,335,559 general fund, $1,152,381 of other funds, 19 positions, and 14.62 FTE. And note that the change package still maintains the 60-40 split of funding. Package 123, drinking water protection. These are funds the department receives from DHS. Both are responsible for drinking water source tracking, assessment, and protection. LFO is recommending approval of the addition of $1,114,145 of other funds, 6 positions, and 5.5 FTE. Package 124, protect groundwater. This package will restore 2.5 FTE in the department's groundwater protection program with the addition of general fund. DEQ's program started in 1989 with the passage of the Oregon Groundwater Quality Protection Act and the addition of 12 positions to prevent groundwater contamination, groundwater monitoring, and work on groundwater management areas. Overtime cuts and the rising cost of positions has reduced this total staffing to 5. LFO is recommending the approval of adding $581,905 of general fund, 2 positions, and 2.5 FTE to enhance this program to former levels, although obviously not up to 12 positions. Package 125, enhanced on-site septic system program. This would add 3 permanent positions, 3 FTE, to enhance the on-site septic system. DEQ directly manages the on-site program in 14 counties. The other 22 counties operate their own program under contract with DEQ. These positions will conduct program audits of county operating their own program to ensure program consistency. LFO is recommending approval of the package of the addition of $442,504 of other funds, 3 positions, and 3 FTE.
Question, Mr. Chair. Would it be possible to have someone come up? I'd like to know, are these contracts with the counties, how long of contracts they are, knowing what the county's situation is. One of the first things a lot of counties will look at, the 22 that still have the program, will be turning that program back over to the state. And I have some concerns as to whether this budget amount would be enough if counties do that in any kind of mass.
Alex.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Garrard, for the record, I'm Stephanie Halleck, the Director of the Department of Environmental Quality. We have been talking with the county since the county payment issue came up about this. In general, the counties who run the on-site program are comfortable keeping the program because it generates sufficient revenue to pay for their operation of it, and it also allows them to fund some administrative staff as part of that cost that they might not otherwise be able to keep. So we are not anticipating the program being turned back for the reason of the county payment shortfall.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, Representative Grant, I would just note for the record that if something like that were to happen, the department could always approach the emergency board or legislative session and ask for additional limitation and positions if they saw their workload increase.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Please proceed.
Package 126 is the Coastal Beach Bacteria Monitoring Program. This continues one limited duration position to conduct beach monitoring for harmful bacteria that may pose a danger to users. Funding from this program comes from DHS, where it's received as federal money but is expended in DEQ as other funds. LFO is recommending approval. The addition of $157,541 of other funds limitation, 1 position, and 1 FTE. Package 127, Water Quality 401 Project Certification. This is the Remove Fill Program, and this would add funding to establish 2 new permanent part-time positions to restore months on existing positions that would otherwise be eliminated due to insufficient revenue. This proposal would be funded through an increase in fees done by administrative rule. Fees would need to be nearly double from existing levels to create the necessary revenue. LFO is recommending approval of the package of $207,361 of other funds, 2 positions, and 1.25 FTE. Package 128, restore water quality monitoring and TMDL positions. This adds general fund to restore 2 positions eliminated in 070 due to anticipated reductions in federal support for the state's water quality programs. LFO is recommending approval of this package to add $344,770 of general fund, 2 positions, and 1.74 FTE. Package 129, Water Quality Standards. The Federal Clean Water Act requires DEQ to review its water quality standards once every 3 years to consider new federal recommendations that ensure Oregon standards are based on the latest science. In addition, the standards program must provide information assistance to the permitting, certification, and TMDL programs to ensure standards are correctly and consistently implemented across the state. Increased litigation of water quality standards also imposes significant workload on the program. Currently, the program has 3 staff, 2 that work on standards and 1 that works on assessments. At this level, the program cannot review standards every 3 years as required by law. LFO is recommending additions to this program, the approval of the addition of 3 positions to work on water quality standards. An NRS 5 program lead position is added for the full biennium, and the NRS 3 and NRS 1 position would begin November 1 to allow time to recruit these specialized positions. This package adds $500,000 general fund, 3 positions, and 2.67 FTE. Package 160, Underground Injection Control Program. This package adds 6 positions, 5.69 FTE, to the UIC program to implement a minimally adequate program. You heard about this program when the committee dealt with House Bill 2118. LFO is recommending approval of the package to add $861,104 of other funds limitation, 6 positions, and 5.69 FTE. Package 172, lab rent increase for water quality. Again, this is the water quality share of the increased cost of the lab. We'll also note that the package would fund shift some of the lab costs that would have been paid by Measure 66 lottery funds to general fund to just use general fund for lab rent costs. So the package total, as approved by LFO, is adding $503,718 of general fund, reducing $330,705 of lottery funds, and adding 0.56 FTE. Package 802, Ways and Means Co-Chair 2% Reprioritization. Again, this is part of the SNS reductions for efficiency savings, and that's a reduction in general fund of $95,658. 806, LFO Technical Adjustments. Again, this is another change to make monies available to pay debt service on the $630,000 of COPs for equipment in the new lab. This package would reduce other funds expenditure limitation by $151,193. And that is the end of the recommendations for the water quality program. Land quality program, package 070, revenue shortfalls. Again, this is a package that reduces other funds and federal funds revenues and expenditures to match revenues. I would note that it permanently reduces federal funds, including over $4.1 million of limitation added in the past biennium for cleaning up the McCormick and Baxter Superfund site. That's why the large federal funds reduction. LFO is recommending approval of this package. Package 130, Underground Tank Assistance and Oversight. This restores 5 positions and adds months to other positions for a total of 6.65 FTE. There's a typo in the text. And funding eliminated due to insufficient revenue caused by fee sunset in December of 07. The fees are increased in Senate Bill 104. LFO is recommending approval of the package to add $1,178,219 of other funds expenditure limitation, 5 positions, and 6.65 FTE. Package 131, Hazardous Waste Compliance and Oversight. This package in the governor's budget only added other funds that were lost due to fee shortfalls and would be restored through a fee increase. However, fees cannot be increased enough in this program to cover all the positions that were at risk. So LFO is recommending approval of adding general fund to restore 3 positions a month on another position for a total of 3.25 FTE using federal funds to backfill other funds revenue shortfalls. This adds $805,117 of general fund, $349,106 of other funds expenditure limitation, 4 positions, and 4.9 for the whole package. Package 132, heating oil tank decommissioning and cleanup, adds 1 new position to this program. The program oversees work performed by DEQ licensed contractors to clean up and remove heating oil tanks for homeowners. There have been some concerns about some illegitimate contractors recently. This position would work on ensuring that work is completed as paid for. The position is supported through a fee increase proposed in Senate Bill 106. LFA is recommending approval of the package, which totals $131,541 of other funds, expenditure limitation, one position and one FTE. Package 133, cleanup contaminated orphan sites. LFO is recommending approval as modified. LFO is recommending a total of $4.5 million in bond sales to orphan site cleanups in 07-09. This package includes that amount less the cost of issuance of the debt, which is $80,000. So you'll see that the total, revised total is $4,420,000 of other funds expenditure limitation. This is roughly the amount of money that the department had proposed to spend in 07-09. In the governor's budget, they included orphan site bond sales of $7.5 million that would cover two biennia. LFO is recommending sales only enough to cover the work for this biennia. Package 134, marine spill prevention. This restores one position, 1.00 FTE scheduled for elimination due to insufficient revenue. It works on overseeing the marine oil spill prevention efforts. The funding is provided through an increase in fees in Senate Bill 105. LFO is recommending approval of the package for the addition of $212,465 of other funds limitation, one position, and one FTE. Package 173, lab rent increase. This is the land qualities portion of the increased lab costs, rent costs. This adds $100,039 of general fund. Package 802 is part of, again, the 2% reprioritization. The S&S reductions are based on the amount of general fund in the program. So you see there's significantly less of a S&S cut in this program because they have much less general fund. So the S&S reduction would be $6,934. And 806, again, is the third of the three technical adjustments to deal with the issuance of COPs for laboratory equipment. So this reduces other funds expenditure limitation by $15,376. LFO is recommending approval of that technical adjustment package. Package 807, this is the ballast water regulation program. This package would create an NRS 3 position to implement reporting and regulation of ballast water. Among the position's duties would be to actively monitor the vessel arrival schedule to ensure required reports are submitted, inspect vessels to compare shipboard records with ballast water reports, and conduct some limited sampling. Among other things, LFO is recommending approval of the addition of $175,000 of general fund, one position and one FTE for this work. Package 810, House Bill 2626, electronics recycling. This package would allow the agency to implement the program as outlined in House Bill 2626. So it adds the expenditure limitations and positions. The package adds three positions and 2.75 FTE. Two of the positions would begin work in October 1 of 07. Startup costs will be funded using $285,000 from the solid waste disposal fees. Until fees are authorized to fund the program, become operative, and I believe this was described to you when we heard the bill. The total package is $568,588 of other funds, three positions, and 2.75 FTE. Moving on to the agency management program. Package 070 reduces shortfall, reduces other funds expenditure limitation to deal with the revenue available through the indirect rate the department charges. LFO is recommending approval of that package. Package 140, business and workforce accountability. In 2006, the department 2006, the department hired an outside management consultant to examine the business operations of the agency's administrative services. The proposal adds eight new permanent positions, eight FTE, to address the potential improvements in the agency's administration of grants. Two human resource positions are added for workforce development needs, adds two analyst positions to sustain the efficient improvement initiative, adds another analyst position to work on strategic planning and performance partnerships, a performance partnership agreement with EPA. And I would take a chance to note here for the record that the department was unable to have their position classifications reviewed by DAS HRSD. before the budget was finalized. DAS HRSD has just completed that review. There are some discrepancies that they need to work through with the agency. At this point, LFO is recommending that the agency work with DAS HRSD, and any adjustments to positions should be done through administrative reclassification process through the permanent financing option. So LFO is recommending approval of this package. As noted, hopefully the human resource positions will help avoid this in the future. The total package is $1,257,445 of other funds limitation, 8 positions and 8 FTE. Again, this is funded through the indirect charges that the agency charges on all programs to fund the agency management program. That's it for agency management. Mr. Chair, moving on to cross media. Package 151, Environmental Information Exchange Network, continues work on the Environmental Information Exchange Network and continues 2 limited duration information systems positions using monies from federal grants to conform DEQ's information systems to federal data reporting standards. It's been an ongoing project that the agency has been working on for a number of biennia, beginning in 0103. And this would continue that work. And as you heard from the director, the agency's head of IT has been tapped to lead this design effort. So Oregon's certainly at the forefront of what's going on in the program. The whole purpose of this exchange network is to make data exchange between agency and federal government easier and more efficient to do. Instead of a lot of paperwork, it should all be automated. So this package adds $373,718 of other funds limitation, federal funds limitation, 2 positions and 2 FTE. Package 152, Homeland Security Chemical Analysis. This money comes from a grant that will continue to eliminate duration position that was first established in October 03 by the Emergency Board to act as Chemical Terrorism Response Coordinator, and who worked with first responders in planning, training, and implementing the state's response to chemical terrorism threats. The monies are from a federal grant directly from EPA. In the past, these monies had to pass through OSP. They come to the agency directly now. LFO is recommending the package, which adds $174,575 of other funds, 1 position and 1 FTE. LNG, liquid natural gas facilities, planning, permitting, compliance. This package adds limited duration positions to address workload associated with different proposals to build LNG facilities in Oregon. All this would be funded through the agency's receipts authority, which means they have the authority to do work if the agency or if the entity asking for the work pays the actual costs. This would add 2 limited duration positions, $301,218 of other funds limitation, and LFO would note that this is approved as a one-time addition. The limited duration positions would automatically go away at the beginning of next biennium, but because of the way the system works, we need to specify it's one time so that all the associated S&S also gets removed. If there's a need for continued work on LNG, the agencies can certainly come forward with their budget proposal for 0911. Package 802, Ways and Means Co-Chair 2% Reprioritization. This is the cross-media share of the S&S cut, which is $2,193 of general fund. That is it for the cross-media program. Going into the non-limited program, this adds non-limited authority for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund, adds the proceeds from the sale of the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. General obligations bond totaling $4.8 million to be used as matching funds for up to $24 million of federal grants from the EPA. At this time, the department is only planning on spending $12 million of these federal matching grants in the biennium. The package also includes the cost of issuing the state bonds. So we're adding a total of $16,060,000 of non-limited other funds. Again, these are non-limited, so that number will change. Package 183, cleanup contaminated orphan site bonds. This is the cost of issuance for the $4.5 million in general obligation bonds to clean up orphan sites. So package 183 adds $80,000 of other funds. And that's it for the non-limited program. Finally, the PCF debt service program. Package 09O, shifted $492,000 in debt service payments for previously issued cleanup bonds from general fund to other funds from the hazardous substance possession fees on a one-time basis, and LFO's recommending approval of the one-time savings to reduce general fund by $492,000 and increase other funds by a like amount. Package 191, Clean Water State Revolving Fund debt service. This adds the debt service for payment of loans from Clean Water State Revolving Loan Fund debt service. These are non-limited payments. We're adding to the non-limited line $4,810,000 of other funds non-limited. And package 193, Clean Up Contaminated Orphan Sites bond service debt service. This provides a general fund for the reduced bond sale of $4.5 million, which is approximately the amount of work the agency plans for this biennium. So we're reducing the proposed general, the governor's proposal by $256,300 of general fund. The new total package would be $381,950 of general fund. And then the last, the LFO technical adjustment. This is where we insert the other funds reduced in the other 806 packages into the debt service program so they can pay debt service on the sale of the $630,000 of COPs. So this increases other funds' debt service payments by $256,260 of other funds. And, Mr. Chair, I would just also note, just for the record, that there's a revenue change. The department recently informed LFO and BAM that they would not be spending all their lottery dollars. Approximately $76,000 will be left over at the end of the biennium. You'll see a note in the revenue section of the budget report to that amount. And we'll be reducing their allocation for 07-09 by a like amount so that they can spend that ending balance down as part of their 07-09 expenditure. Mr. Chair, that is it for LFO recommendations.
Okay. That's all the LFO recommendations. Any questions about the packages? Do we have a recommendation to approve the LFO recommendations, including the modifications to House Bill 5022 indicated on the memo dated May 16, 2007?
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Is there any discussion of the motion? Any objections to the motion?
Before you do that, yeah, I'd like to declare potential conflict because my husband is an employee of the Department of Environmental Quality in the Land Division. Quality Division.
Okay. Okay. Any objections to the motion? Okay. Please note that Representative Burley and Representative Burrell. Okay. Motion passes. Now we'll do the performance measures.
Mr. Chair, you have a copy of the proposed 0709 key performance measures for the agency. You'll note that they follow along with what the agency had proposed. We did add a target for customer service in 2009. Currently, the agency only does customer service surveys every 2 years. The standard, the statewide standard for all agencies, is they should do this every 2 years. So we've added a second target, and hopefully they'll be able to add a survey in the second year of the biennium. Other than that, LFO is recommending approval of the department's proposal to delete six of the measures and add seven new measures as outlined in the final 0709 key performance measures.
Okay. Any questions about the performance measures? Is there a motion to approve the performance measures?
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved to approve the performance measures. Any discussion? Seeing none. Representative Garrard and Representative Burley. Motion passes. Is there a motion to recommend House Bill 5022 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with the due pass recommendation?
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, any opposition to the motion? Representative Burley and Representative Grillard, please note for the record, motion passes. I will carry to the full and to the Senate floor. Representative Nolan will carry to the House floor. Now we just have one tiny bill left.
Yes.
I will open work session on 5023. Not really tiny, but I was just glad that no one asked you to repeat your LFO recommendations.
Thank you very much. Be here for another half hour. House Bill 5023-1 amendments. You have in your place, and also a copy of the Fiscal for the Dash One Amendment. Again, the department discussed this during their hearing. This is the fee ratification bill for fees changed by administrative rule. The amendment is a technical cleanup. There was some Scrivener's errors in the original bill and some duplication that the amendment cleans up. So LFO is recommending adoption of the Dash One Amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of the Dash One Amendments per the LFO recommendation to House Bill 1550.
Okay, the Dash One Amendments have been moved. Any discussion of the Dash One Amendments? Yes, Representative.
Mr. Chair, I'm curious, during the administrative rulemaking process to adopt these fees, was there any opposition expressed by the stakeholders?
Ms. Halleck?
Mr. Chair, for the record, Stephanie Halleck, Director of the Department of Environmental Quality, to Representative Burley's question, no, there was no opposition.
There's a motion to approve the Dash 1 amendments. Is there any opposition to the motion? Hearing none, motion passes. Do we have a main motion to approve 5023 as amended, or to recommend to the full committee to approve 5023 as amended?
So moved.
Yes. Okay. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just, to be safe, will declare a potential conflict of interest since my husband is employee of the Department of Environmental Quality and Land Quality Division.
Okay.
Just for clarification, Mr. Chair, I believe these are all water quality and air quality
okay,
fees.
Okay. Just want to make sure there's no land quality fees in there, but you never know.
Hearing no additional discussion, any objections to the motion? Seeing no objections to the motion, motion passes. Just for the sake of consistency, Representative Nolan, will you carry to the House floor?
And I think Representative Clem wants to do that.
Okay. Representative Clem would like to carry the fee bill to the House floor.
Collaboration. It's a good message.
I will carry to the full and to the Senate floor. With that, that work session is closed. On Monday, we have a hearing only. I will repeat that, a hearing only on SB 29. Although your schedule is a little bit different, please know that your Thursday may be subject to change. I doubt that it will be subject to change, but if the co-chairs give me a few more bills, I may try to schedule a few more bills, actual policy bills for Thursday.
So Tuesday and Wednesday, there's no hearings at this time. Is that correct?
Yeah, but once we get to Monday, I need 72 hours notice. Okay, with that, we're done.